Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. In South Carolina, tourism is big business, and many municipalities outside of the normal tourist zones in our state are looking for ways to grab a piece of that action. Because of its proximity to the National Audubon Society's Francis Beidler Forest, our next guest town has decided to make birdwatching its tourism focus. Colin Martin is administrator for the town of Somerville, South Carolina, and he joins us now by phone. Colin, welcome.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
Now, for our listeners not familiar with Somerville, give us an overview of your community.
Sure. Somerville's what used to be a small town, now a town of about 50,000 people with 22-mile interstate access to Charleston. We've gained about 1,000 people since the 2010 census per year, and part of that growth is associated with business growth. We sit about halfway between the Boeing aircraft manufacturing plant and the soon-to-open Volvo auto manufacturing plant. And we've had other industries come open that will be supporting these larger industries. So we are experiencing the challenges as well as the opportunities of growth.
And for our listeners not familiar with this forest that you have near you, tell us about that.
Yes, the Francis Beidler Forest. It's a tremendous asset for our region. It actually has about 16,000 acres of swampland, got a 1.75 mile board walkway. It is also listed as number 5 birding destination by USA Today's, and that's out of 1,890 sites worldwide.
Number 5 out of all of those certainly makes sense then that you guys have decided to focus on bird watching.
Oh, indeed. And birdwatching in Somerville has had its own identity emerge forth from our past, reliant on the natural environment. In fact, we were at one time known as a place to come because of the breeze through the pine trees was to help with some of the diseases caused in the lowlands, the rice paddies, and the plantations in and around Charleston. So recently we've been recognized with that. We were the first awardee of having a green infrastructure plan set up by the Urban and Community Forestry people, South Carolina Forestry Commission. If you take a aerial view of Somerville, you won't see much besides the tops of trees because of all of the trees that we have and we protect through this growth and development. We were the first municipality last year to receive the Climate Resilient and Bird Friendly Community Award by Audubon South Carolina. We're also at the intersection of two major migratory paths, and our businesses and community have embraced that significantly.
Which two migratory paths are these?
Many bird species in that. In particular, I think the Prothonotary warbler. Actually, we have a coffee roaster that has their warbler blend coffee. He goes down to Colombia, South America. So the beans for this coffee, it's been attested to by the Rainforest Alliance, actually grow where this warbler spends its time in South America. This coffee is exclusively used at Beidler Forest, and the proceeds go to continue to protect the environment, and particularly the environment enjoyed by this warbler.
And now with all of this attention going to your birdwatching efforts for tourism there in your community, have any special events been created around this?
Well, we have an event. It's not a special event. It's an all-the-time event. It's called the Birds Trail, and that's an acronym standing for Birds in Residence in downtown Somerville. We have 22 life-size sculptures. All of the birds are life-size, and it's grown now to 22 stops on the trail. We have such things as night flight yoga in a warehouse near the coastal coffee roasters that I mentioned earlier. And that's where you do your light yoga, follow it up with a glass of beer or wine. We have wine and design bird-themed painting night, where the artists come and paint birds that enjoy a glass of wine afterwards. We also have a 7-mile sawmill branch canal, and we offer guided birding walks along that canal. In fact, the Audubon employees up at Beidler Forest come down, and they're already planning a September 21st bird watching walk through Somerville. So a lot of stuff going on.
Well, Colin, thank you so much for your time today, and congratulations again on the recognition you are receiving for birdwatching.
Well, thank you, Mike. It's been a pleasure.
Colin Martin is the administrator for the town of Somerville, South Carolina. We will have a link to the town posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.